Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 16, 1806. A reprimand and a plea. In addressing the chiefs today, Clark scolded them. He explained to the principal chief, the One Eye, that he had not followed the counsel the captains had given when they were there last. Soon after Lewis and Clark left them, these Indians sent out a party that killed a group of Snake Indians. Clark repeated his charge for the Indians to live peaceably among themselves in order to please their great white father. At the same time, Clark again presented the One Eye with gifts and encouraged him to come along to see the white father. Clark is working hard to convince these chiefs to accompany him because President Jefferson specifically requested this in his orders to Lewis and Clark before they departed St. Louis in the spring of 1804. Captain Clark writes,
"A cool morning. Sent up Sergeant Pryor to the Mandan village for some corn which they offered to give us. He informed that they had more corn collected for us than our canoes could carry, 6 loads of which he brought down. I thanked the chief for his kindness and informed him that our canoes would not carry any more corn than we had already brought down. At 10 a.m. the chiefs of the different villages came to see us and smoke a pipe. As our swivel could no longer be serviceable to us, as it could not be fired on board the largest pirogue, we concluded to make a present of it to the great chief of the Minotaurs, the One Eye, with a view to ingrate him more strongly in our favor. I had the swivel charged and collected the chiefs in a circle around it and addressed them with great ceremony. I reproached them severely for not attending to what had been said to them by us in the council in the fall of 1804 and at different times in the winter of 1805 to 1806, and told them our backs were scarcely turned before a party followed and killed the poor defenseless Snake Indians whom we had taken by the hand, and told them to not be afraid that you would never strike them again. The One Eye said his ears would always be open to the words of his great father and shut against bad counsel. I then with great ceremony made a present of the swivel to One Eye and told him when he fired this gun to remember the words of his great father which we had given him. After the council was over, the gun was fired and delivered to his village. We settled with and discharged Coulter. We sent for Mr. Gisome and told him to use his influence to prevail on one of the chiefs to accompany us and we would employ him. He informed us soon after that the big white chief, Sheheke, would go if we would take his wife and son, Jasome's wife and 2 children. We were obliged to agree to do. Captain William Clark, August 16, 1806.
The swivel gun, a small cannon, had been recovered from the cache at the Great Falls. Sheheke, or Big White, of the Minnetonka village, did go with the party to Washington, D.C. He thought he would be gone only a few months. However, because of hostilities between the United States and the Arikaras, it took 2 attempts over 3 years to finally return him safely to his people. Tomorrow, Charbonneau dismissed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.